It is so nice to hear the voice of the next man that's joining us. Bob McGill, analyst on Leafs TV. So great that everything is heading in the right direction health-wise for you. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, gentlemen. Great to hear your voices, and hope you had a great summer and getting revved up for some Maple Leaf action this year. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was superb to hear you back on Friday. I'll tell you what, it's also, yeah, Elliot mentioned it. There's not that many jobs open for this team, but still good to see some of the younger players. This team, maybe as deep as you might remember it, Bob, in terms of where the prospects are, because we don't consider any of the star 19, 20-year-old players prospects anymore, but the Marley should be a ton of fun this year, maybe as fun as they've been since they moved here.
Yeah, you're right, Greg. You know, Sheldon Keefe is going to have a young team again. And as you said, you look at the prospects that have leapt from the American League to the National Hockey League over the last couple of years with this organization. They're going to be a young group, but I like what I see. They've done an excellent job of drafting, and that's what you have to do today. And then you've got to develop your players. And obviously, the depth within this organization right now is outstanding, especially up front. I mean, they're going to have some interesting decisions to make at the end of training camp before the regular season puck drops. And that's always a good problem to have when you've got so many good players and trying to fit them in different spots coming into this season. And after what transpired last year and them, you know, making the playoffs and, you know, giving the Washington Capitals as much as they could handle, I think that, you know, the players coming into training camp this year, they're very excited about what's going to, you know, happen this year coming up.
You mentioned the talent up front and how difficult it'll be to actually win a job if you're not penciled in the top 12 right now. But on defense, there's always an opportunity to push your way in. First-round draft choice, Timothy Liljegren, could have been better on the weekend, but my goodness, we're not summing up the future of his career in one rookie tournament.
Well, that's right, Elliot. And yeah, he had a rough night in his introduction into the North American style of game, but he was much better yesterday. And, you know, here's a kid who's 18 years of age. And you have to remember that last year with him having mononucleosis and stuff, he only played 24 games last year. So he's got some catching up to do. But I really like what I see from him. He's a terrific skater. He's got excellent hockey sense. He knows when to jump into the play and do those little things like that. And I think that his upside is huge. And I think, you know, when you look at Travis Dermott, who's going to go into year number two this year, I think he's knocking on the door trying to see if he can take the step and, you know, get his feet wet in the National Hockey League. You got Andrew Nielsen on the back end also, who's one of those guys, too, who had, you know, 14 goals last year on the blue line for the Marlies. So they're starting to really, you know, I guess, nurture that depth as far as the back end is concerned too, because they've got a plethora of forwards right now, and they're starting to get that way on the back end, which is a great thing.
All right, tell us about Travis Dermott, because it seemed like that was the name that people were talking about. Here's a defenseman that was probably the best of the young Marlies last year, and someone that may be knocking on the door of a National Hockey League job.
Well, Elliot, I'd say the last probably 25 games of the regular season and in the playoffs, he was outstanding for the Marlies. And, you know, he's a kid where, you know, he didn't turn 20 years old until the 22nd of December. So he's a late birthday. And, you know, he's a second round pick after Mitch Marner was first. He was 34th. So I really like what I saw from him. And, you know, he's a big, strong kid. He's a terrific skater. And I like the way he moves the puck, and he's got some jam to his game. And I think it's something where he's just going to, you know, he's going to get an opportunity here in training camp to see if he can, you know, find his way into a spot in the National Hockey League. But you know what, if he has to start the season in the American Hockey League, I don't think that's going to be a bad thing for him, because, you know, he's going to get a tremendous amount of playing time down in the minors. He's going to play 25, 28 minutes a game. And he's only going to continue to develop. And if they have any kind of injury problems, he's certainly going to be right there ready to be able to try and see if he can jump into the National Hockey League.
The excellent Bob McGill joining us, analyst for Leafs TV, 740 on Brady and Price. Let's ask about the two Swedes. We'll see them this weekend. We'll see them in preseason, but Cali Rosen comes over. Andreas Borgman comes over as well. Rosen's 23, Borgman's 22. I think we got so excited about Nikita Zaitsev early on. I remember going to a Russia-Finland World Cup game, seeing him in person, Bob, and that relieved a lot of people watching him play at that level. We won't get that opportunity with these two players, but that's sort of what they're hoping for. If one of these two players is 75-80% of what Zaitsev is, they're going to push somebody off this roster.
Well, I think you're right, Greg, and it's something where they're hoping that one of those two guys can step in. I know the Borgman, I think he's 220 pounds, so he's a solid guy, and Nikita Zaitsev, I think, was exceeded expectations of what everybody thought he was going to be like when he came in last year, and we got obviously the chance to see him at the World Cup, and then he stepped into the National Hockey League, and he made an immediate impact, and you hope that maybe one of those two Swedes can come in and do the same thing that Zaitsev did last year. And I think that's when you talk about depth, you get a couple of guys, they've got some experience, they're not 18, 19, 20 years old. They're 22 and 23 respectively. And I think that the experience that they have may help them. And one of those guys certainly could be on the starting roster when the regular season opens.